whenever I'm presented a form and I have to fill it out and there's a box that says occupation, I fill out professional music listener. That's what I am. I'm a professional music listener. And I know there's a few people who are too. And a lot of people, when I say to them what I do for a living, I say, well, I'm a professional music listener. They go, wow, that's so interesting. What is that? What do you do?
Well, I
take the record out of the jacket, put it on the record player, drop the needle, and I listen to the songs until they're over. That's basically what I am. And it's because of me that Kiss put out Kiss dildos and Kiss diapers and those Kiss dolls. It's people like me, I buy them. And the reason why bands come out with green vinyl and purple vinyl is because of me. And the reason why there's barricades at shows and backstage passes, and the reason why record labels want to put out greatest hits, box sets, and remastered CDs, because they make you buy the same songs over and over and over again, because I will buy that shit over and over and over again.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Hello, and welcome to the Discorder Radio Show on CITR 101.9.
How's it going, Radioland?
Yes. Hello, DJ CJ.
What's up?
How's it going?
A pretty nice Tuesday. I've just been chilling at home, and then I realized I have to come here. And so this, of course, this song, I'm telling you, Shout out. I can finally get that right because I've said it so many times.
He's given the shout out to shout out.
For sure, yeah.
Four outs. Technically five if you include the shout. Shout out.
True, but fantastic show. I mean, the energy was crazy. People were up on stage during the encore.
Including yours truly.
And yours truly as well.
Did you get a picture of that, actually?
I do. An intense one of the drummer, like he's twirling his drumstick, and the drumstick sort of goes like that. It's like an intense photo.
Yeah. Thank you to Megan Thomas and
Michael from Biltmore.
Yes, for getting us on the guest list. We had a great time last Wednesday night at this show. Shout out in town from Edmonton. Support their latest album, Spanish Moss and Total Loss. And I'll tell you what, we're gonna stop yapping away. We'll let you hear the rest of Total Loss before this is a Total Loss. Here, the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
All right, shout out, 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 out. I can finally say it.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, a great show. Last Wednesday night at the Biltmore. A late show, too. These guys, I was thinking I was going to miss it. I was sitting at home doing homework till about 11:45.
They started at 12, which was quite intense.
No, they didn't go on until about 12:30. Because I showed up about 12:20. I saw you at the front door. Oh, and yeah. Inside, grabbed my rum and coke. You had a beer. Now all of Radioland knows exactly what our choice of beverages are. And we had a great, kind of a random Wednesday evening.
I had a double G&T that was $10. That was crazy. Anyway, what song is this?
Yes, this song we just heard was Total Loss, which I guess would be kind of the B title track to Spanish Moss and Total Loss. A great album, and that's actually, I think, the third week in a row we've played a song off this album, so we may have to give it a rest after a while to give other people a chance to play. And speaking of having other people a chance to play, let's give someone else a chance to chat here as CJ and I are yammering away. This is actually quite a pleasure because I believe this is the first time we've had our station manager, Brenda, on Discord Radio. Welcome! Hey! All right!
Thanks, Wade and CJ.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, so this Friday was our finale, Fun Drive finale party here at CITR, celebrated at Chapel Arts in downtown Vancouver, and a great venue to begin with. I love that place. I've been there twice so far, and I love their atmosphere. I love the art on the wall and the weird dragon-shaped guitars and everything.
I love the little bus they had in the back, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A cool hippie bus that you kind of just... It was hang out and do some things in. A lot of fun. But Brenda, this has been a huge past 10 days at CITR. We had the fun drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know the grand total yet.
Well, there's still money coming in, but we made $32,080.
That's it. I've been waiting. I actually emailed Brenda three days ago. She hasn't got back to me. So finally, 3 days later, we hear the grand total.
And that total is not, it's still not growing. Up to date. There's still, I got a whole bunch of checks that I need to add in today. And I know there's more on the way. So thank you, everybody. We really appreciate your support. And it's all the hard work of all our programmers and on our hosts for doing all this fundraising. So thank you. Thank everyone.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah.
I'm thanks to, also special thanks to my dad and CJ, to your family.
Oh, yeah. They put into this show. Thank you, Dad.
11th hour donation for the Discorder show.
Sure. But everybody did. I mean, the odds report broke, $500? Dunkin' Donuts was huge. Transcendence is always huge. Some shows did really well, and everybody did a great job. I mean, so many people on the phone lines.
Yeah.
The phones were ringing off the hook, so really proud that everybody...
And that was a cool experience. CJ and I got a chance to work the phones on Wednesday, and I think that kind of took my appreciation for Fun Drive to a whole new level, to see the level of commitment and dedication from the volunteers, from interns making buttons on the fly to... people scrambling to get forms made as the phones are ringing off the hook. And it was really cool to be part of that process. And what's especially satisfying is, I think when we were on that day, the total was only about 16,000. And this is on the Wednesday, and it was finished on Friday. So the fact that we came up with $16,000 in 2 days, absolutely incredible. Give yourselves, if you're listening out there, CITR community, give yourselves a nice pat in the back. Awesome. Great job. Seriously, totally pumped. $32,000 when I thought we weren't going to make it. Amazing.
All right.
Yeah. So, Brenda, people are probably wondering what is Fun Drive all about, and what are those funds going to go to? How can they be rest assured their money's going to a positive place?
For sure. The money goes to support the operations of the station. So, the equipment and the staffing and all the things that we do every day that makes it possible for volunteers and members of the community to be on the radio every day. We've got a big expenditure planned for this year, and that is new broadcast boards. I don't know if you've heard the beautiful ad of Ryan Rizal groaning on the radio, but Studio B really...
I'm dying. I'm old.
It really does sound like a dying walrus, Studio B, and we can't use that board anymore. It's unusable for recording, and it's really important that we have three studios with three great boards. Our volunteers get trained too in the different studios, so it's always a bit of a weird upset when they move from to the on-air booth and everything looks completely different. So we'd really like three matching boards in all three studios for training so that people feel really comfortable, because anyone can have a show here, and our job is to make it easy for them.
And now that we've had our successful fund drive, that can and will happen.
Exactly.
Nice. And thanks again, Brenda, for your, I mean, you were, for like 10 days, you were like a zombie. You weren't sleeping. You were just on go mode the whole time. So congratulations.
Thank
to
you.
Your, all your hard work. And as our fearless leader here at CITR, it's great to see this dedication from the top.
Couldn't do it without everybody else.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, just a bit of a big gracious love fest we're having
the
here.
Army of volunteers.
This is great. And it all wrapped up quite nicely at Chapel Arts, as we said, Friday night. Did you have a personal highlight of the evening? Either a favorite band or a favorite moment from the evening?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Peace. It's funny, I've listened to the comp a lot. So the party was all bands from the compilation that we released with Mint Records. That's our volume 3, so we're really excited to have a record that sort of is a snapshot of Vancouver's pop community. And 7 of the bands played, so I was running around a lot the evening. But every time there was a song from the comp, I'd stop and be like, hey, I know this song.
Nice.
I know this song really well, and I really like it. So you should go buy the record.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll try to get some Peace on in a moment. In the meantime, I thought we'd play this band, both the fact that they won Shindig a couple years ago, and this month in Discorder. Of course, this is the Discorder radio show. We got to bring it back to the content in the magazine. There is a feature on this past year's winner. But Sleuth was the band that kicked it all off on Friday night. Unfortunately, they got billed with the early slot, 9 a.m. And for those of us who are showing up fashionably
9
late,
9 p.m.
Did I say 9 a.m.?
Yes, you did. That's quite a party, though. I would join that party.
It happens sometimes. You know, sometimes the night keeps going and going, and then you have that morning coffee, and 9 a.m. just brings it on. All right, I'm just blabbering away, so let's get to this track by Sleuth. 9 p.m. they started. Not a lot of people saw them, so we're going to give them the press they deserve right now by playing this track, a monumental track from Sleuth here at CITR 101.9 Discord Radio Show. This one is called Monument. Oh, yeah, let's do this right about now. Thanks a lot, Brenda.
Thanks for having me.
And congrats again. CITR 32,000. Amazing.
I'm You're listening to the Discorder Radio Show on CITR 101.9.
And we are back on the Discorder Radio Show. That was War Baby, a little Nirvana-esque.
With a track called Melting Witch.
Yes, track 7 on the Bandcamp. And War Baby is, of course, gracing our cover of Discorder Magazine. A great looking. I feel like our every month it just looks better and better. I can't, even though it's a pukey green, it's a beautiful pukey green.
Pukey green? I thought it was watered mud.
It's a little... I see a little pukey green there.
That was water and sludge mud.
Well, we have to get our color coding down, Matt. But regardless, great job.
Get the art director in the house.
Yes, I believe Jazz is in the house. I haven't seen Laurels yet. But yeah, they're doing a great job, as they always do, at Discorder Radio. We're in the process of getting things together for the April issue.
And so, yeah, War Baby, they're a great band. A huge Nirvana influence, like they said in the article. And John Reddit, who's the guitar and vocals, and Kirby Fisher, who's the drums and vocals. Pretty good stuff. This is the album that just came out with, it's called Jesus Horse. And Jesus Horse. And so, yeah, great stuff. It's going to come out April 5th, but we are playing a little precursor on Bandcamp via Bummer Records. And... yeah, great stuff. I like it.
Yeah. So, you know, there's so much great stuff happening in Vancouver and new Canadian music. And I almost wish we had more time, because we only got another 6 minutes left in the show and we only get a chance to play a certain amount of songs. So, but with that, we're going to try to squeeze some more in. Thanks again to Brenda, who was in here earlier, for her great efforts and helping to coordinate the whole fun drive thing. And Robin Allen was in a second ago as well. He's the program director here. Again, great job, guys. And Robin, thank you especially for your motivating clip of A.C. Slater and Zach Morris at Saved by the Bell KTLA. That's what drove us to those final hard hours taking pledges back on Wednesday. We were 14,000 short. But we're going to dedicate this one to you, Brenda. She said her favorite band on Friday night at the comp/fundraiser finale was Peace. And here's a little track off of their Bandcamp EP, The World Is Too Much With Us. And this track is called Black Cocaina. Actually, just black cocaine, but it sounded cooler when I said cocaina. And you're listening to the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Black Cocaine from Peace. Sounding a bit, in my opinion, a little bit like Interpol with a hint of Joy Division. CJ, what did you think of that?
Oh, yes. Like, did you say Interpol?
Interpol.
Yes, yes. But also a little like The National.
Yeah, The National. So there you go. We found a bit of a mashup of Interpol, Joy Division, and National. Which isn't always a nice way to classify a band when they're just coming out new, but sometimes it's good to relate. So if someone says, what was Peace like? That's what I would say. And they were the last performers of the evening.
At CITR's Fun Drive finale party.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chapel Arts.
So it's good we get to play a couple of tracks from a couple of the bands that played on Friday night. We kind of bookended it. We used the bookenders in today's show, Sleuth to start it and Peace to finish it. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll feature some more of the bands from the Pop Mint Alliance compilation.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next week we're going to feature Praying for Greater Portland, who won Shindig. We didn't get to play them today, so we'll get to that next week. Plus the interview with Clint Sleeper. who sounds half asleep in the interview, but we look forward to that. Anything else? Any of the news we should talk about here in Discord Radio Land?
Things are going great. I couldn't complain.
Cool. St. Patrick's Day this weekend. Have a good time. It'd be grand. Grand old time. To be sure.
I couldn't fake an Irish accent for my life.
No, but as you know, I've done it a few times now, as you've called me out on. All right, so there you go. Thanks. Great show. Great job, CJ. We're going to end it right now with a band that's been playing a lot on my iPod recently, from Brooklyn, New York. Indie pop band known as The Drums. This one's their most recent album, Portamento. It's called What You Were. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Listen. You're a mystery.